This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. Happy Saturday, folks. It is the 23rd of August, 2014, and our illustrious president is playing golf. In fact, he delivers an address over the beheading of the poor American reporter there in who knows where, some part of the Mideast by ISIS, and goes directly, not even back to the office, not, you know, he must have done his change his suit deal in one of the local telephone corners like Superman, goes directly to the golf links, and that's where he kind of stays. The White House tries to defend it. Oh, he needs his exercise. It helps him clear his head. Look, this guy has a very clear head. As I've said on this show before, he wants ISIS to win. Or he wants us and the other quote-unquote colonial powers, the Western powers, to lose. Or he just wants to make sure that we don't interfere with whatever the natural course of events is there in the Mideast, which means, by the way, they win, we lose. So the White House has made great, and you know, I got to tell you, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, this is the most political Joint Chiefs of Staff that I have ever seen. It is outrageous. Dempsey, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, what a spineless. I have lost all respect for him and his other commanders under him. Only one commander, the retiring commandant of the Marine Corps, who's retiring in September, has come out and talked about what an outrageous president and what an outrageous policy this president pursues in the foreign vernacular, particularly as it relates to terror. ISIS continues to grow in strength. I began beating the drums on this almost a year ago and linking it directly to the debacle at our southern border. And our northern border, though fairly peaceful, is kind of a sieve in its own right, although at least the Canadians play ball with us. Mexico actually complained this week that Perry had National Guard on the border. Last time I checked, this is our country. We can do whatever we want on our side of the fence. They should mind their business on their side of the fence. And Mexico has told us that they have their National Guard military deployed along its border. Well, then how are all these people coming through? Are they being aided and abetted by the Mexican military? Is the Mexican military in cahoots with the Mexican government, getting paid off by the coyotes and the cartels down there? You know it is, because this smuggling deal is big business. And if you think if those guys care, if they smuggle five ISIS guys with a biological weapon or a nuclear weapon or the ability to manufacture one or to link up with terror groups in the United States to deliver one, you are flat wrong. And the President of the United States knows this. There is no way he doesn't know this. Anything else is just one more lie to his long list of very big lies, from health care to taxes, to the economy, to the military, you name it. This guy does not know how to tell the truth, because if he told the truth, he would have never been elected to begin with. If he told the truth, he would have no hopes of maintaining control of the Senate, which is the only thing in the world really that he cares about other than his golf game. If you think he cares about the security of your family's safety, you better think again. Because if he did, that southern border would be locked up as tight as a pea pod that hasn't opened. The northern border would have all sorts of augmentation going on. It's a problem, although not the problem the size of the southern border. He would not be busing illegal aliens all over the United States without processing. We have no idea who these people are. We do know that a large number of them are part of South American gangs, which is just one step removed from South American and Mexican cartels. And those guys will do anything for money. If ISIS, let's put this together in our minds, the dots, right? We've connected the dots with terror, ISIS promising to bring terror to the United States, which, by the way, the White House now says, And the Joint Chiefs of Staff says, and ISIS says, this is in retaliation for the bombing strikes. We're going to talk about that in a moment. What nonsense. It has been their plan to bring terror to the United States since day one. And you ought to believe these folks, because they mean it. They are not JVs, as this inept, treasonous man who occupies the White House and pretends to be president and lies to us about being concerned about our security would have us believe. It has nothing to do with the airstrikes. We could be bombing them into oblivion. We could be doing nothing. And they're still coming for us. They've told us that. The head of that outfit, who was released by this administration and military in 2009, think about that. The head of this outfit said when he was leaving, and I've said this before, you can Google it up, his last words to his American captors as they released him was, I'll see you in New York. Now, that was long before the bombing, folks. Okay, this is what they're going to do. The fact that the press and the White House, and to some extent the Joint Chiefs of Staff, is saying this is in retaliation for our bombing is all political nonsense. The only reason they're going to come to us in the United States is because they can, because of this administration's absolutely lax border policy. I mean, his Attorney General, Eric Holder, another treasonous scoundrel, is in Ferguson, Missouri, investigating the shooting of that poor black kid. I don't know what happened with that shooting. You know what? I don't really care what happened with that shooting. The Attorney General should be down on the southern border protecting Americans rather than doing his race-baiting, election campaigning, completely political nonsense in Ferguson, Missouri, while his boss and friend and confidant and fellow progressive is playing on the links in Martha's Vineyard. This is outrageous. Outrageous. And now, I mean, look, I'm no smart guy. 2 + 2 = 4. If I'm talking about this a year ago, and I'm putting the dots together, open border, ISIS, ISIS promises, ISIS vicious mentality, hatred of ISIS and all radical Muslims for the United States, the West, the Israel, etc., and the ability to get to us, okay, their focus, very successful, I might add, on recruiting Americans and Europeans who have the passports, who can move freely in and out of the country, never mind what's happening at the border. I mean, what, you have to be a rocket scientist to connect these dots? I have a lot more faith in our intelligence community that this president likes to throw under the bus because it's never his fault. They know what's coming on. This president knows what's coming on. His advisors, including Iranian-born Valerie Jarrett, know what's coming on. And what's coming on is something cataclysmic somewhere in the United States. And the only way we're going to stop it is to disrupt the command and control that controls it. Because obviously we're way past the point where we're going to stop it from getting here. It's already here, folks. You'll read in some of the articles about ISIS terror cells that many people fear have already been set up in the United States that may work in conjunction with other terror cells that obviously have been here for years, sleeper cells. I mean, stop insulting our intelligence and stop putting the security of our families at risk while you play golf because of your ideology. David Cameron, the Prime Minister of Britain, he's the one who has to call the summit of Western powers to decide what to do about ISIS. The president is too busy playing golf. Really? And then, of course, the White House talks about how tough we're being on ISIS because we've had 84 airstrikes in the last 2 weeks. Let me put this in context for you military people who listen to this, and there's a lot of you. You know how ludicrous that is. 84 airstrikes in 2 weeks? Pinpoint strikes, to use their words. Oh, so in 2 weeks, this advancing, growing, metastasizing threat to the Western world, maybe to the planet, We've struck them 84 times. That means we've taken out 84 trucks or 84 pieces of artillery or 84 mortars or some combination of that. You know what? That's not how you stop an army. 84 strikes should be one half a day's sorties. I mean, there should be 150 or 200 strikes a day. And it should include command and control. In fact, this particular strategy laid down by the president really serves kind of as a warning to ISIS to change their tactics. Instead of hitting them hard and suddenly and without mercy across the board, we've sent, I think the first day was 3 strikes and the second day was 4 strikes, enough to send them a warning to disperse their troops, disperse their armor, disperse their capabilities, hide their command and control, get in with the civilian population, hide their stuff. I mean, one would have to look at this and almost say it's on purpose. On one hand, being political so that he can keep the Senate and do more of his outrageous, treasonous nonsense with the, I'm not going to call them Democrats, the progressives like Udall in Colorado, despicable. Do more of his damage to the United States, which has been his intention all along, and I've been saying it for years. And it's really coming home to roost. I think it was intentional. On one hand, he can play to the American public and say, oh, it's just limited, no boots on the ground, we're not going to do this, we're not going to do that, we're going to, you know, pinprick strikes, blah, 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 blah. And on the other hand, he can send a warning to his buddies in ISIS, hey, you know, I might have to do more, I might be forced to politically, so I'm going to send a few warning shots over there, take out an artillery piece or two, and you guys know what to do. You know how to avoid our power. And we're going to give you a couple weeks to do it. You know, play both ends against the middle, have his cake and eat it too. This guy is absolutely famous at that. And it's never his fault. If something happens down the road, he'll say the intelligence community didn't tell him. What nonsense. Anyway. I hope you read and I hope you take a look at the links. I'm not recommending them again. I'm just giving them to you for information. You're all big folks. I have full faith in your judgment, unlike this president. And you take a look at those links under family safety and you start thinking about stuff. Start, you know, you go down to the grocery store, start laying in, if it's on sale, 10 or 15 cans of soup, canned vegetables, whatever. I mean, there's a problem coming. And it doesn't matter which city it's going to be in, because if it's big enough, it's going to affect the power grid. It's going to affect other things. I'm not trying to be an alarmist here. This is an interconnected world. You take out certain computer systems, half the United States is going to be without power for a long, long time. Who knows what else they got cooked up, planned, up their sleeves. These guys are not stupid. Our enemies, they are merciless, they are relentless, they are dedicated, they have told us what they're going to do, they're going to do it, and this president and these so-called Joint Chiefs of Staff and all the shadow government that he has put in place up and down the line, from Homeland Security to Eric Holder to you name it, aren't going to do squat to stop it. And they're going to say they didn't know. They never thought. The military couldn't handle it. The intelligence community didn't tell them. Well, look, it's time for Americans to be what Americans are, and that's self-reliant. And to be self-reliant, you need to put yourself in a position to be self-reliant. I think that you don't have a lot of time to do this. I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong. In fact, I hope I'm wrong just across the board. But in case I'm right, I suggest you don't delay. By the way, I'm down at the Colorado State Fair signing books for the publishers. I have seen a lot of my fans. If you guys are around Pueblo or Colorado Springs or you're coming to the Colorado State Fair, we're in the Pavilion Building. Absolutely terrific setup on one of the corners. Please come by and visit. Would love to talk to you, meet you, sign your books if you already have them, or get you some books. I'll have updates on the fourth novel, which is kind of ready to go. We're doing some things with our distribution, which was admittedly horrible on book three. I mean, that book got sold out four times nationally. People waited 90 days, and it was really the fault of the distributor. And they're being switched out. Publishers are canning one and hiring another, a terrific new outfit, I might add, so that people get the books on time, or if they're sold out, they at least get replaced. And by the way, thank you, readers, but they at least get replaced quickly. But come on down to the Colorado State Fair, folks. Say hello. I'll be there until Thursday. This is Saturday. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. Have a great week.